Segment 5. Why are the adjectives ruined and useless being seriously used by this treatise? This treatise seriously subpoenas these two adjectives and their Krishna consciousness meanings, as will be presented shortly. This treatise unconditionally states that the majority of Srila Prabhupada disciples, especially the leaders of ISKCON, have become useless. Moreover, because they are useless, it has caused ISKCON to become ruined. Useless means not fulfilling or not expected to achieve the intended purpose or desired outcome. Ruined means the physical destruction or disintegration of something or the state of disintegrating or being destroyed. These words are certainly unpalatable to many, however, to some they are not because they know it is the truth. Nevertheless, these accusations will be explained later on in this treatise. In addition, they will be supported and proved with logic and reason that is based on the Gaudiya Vaishnava principle of Guru, Sastra, and Sadhu. Even more significant, these emotionally charged adjectives are not the words concocted or rationalized opinions by the writer of this treatise. This treatise is simply repeating the adjectives used by Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he also references Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakura and Srila Jeev Goswami. Moreover, Srila Prabhupada has also used these emotionally charged adjectives in his purports, where he also references Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakura, and Srila Jeev Goswami. Both, leaders and rank-and-file devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada or disciples of his disciples, and the ISKCON institution in general, can be described with these two adjectives, useless and ruined, simply because of just one reason. Yes. Only one reason, and that is, they are not following the orders and instructions given by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave orders and instructions and advice of two types. 1. Those applicable to all his disciples. 2. Those applicable to only the disciples who comprise the leadership, namely the GBC's ministers, sannyasis, and temple presidents, and their officers, like temple commanders, secretaries, and treasurers. Nevertheless, if the leaders of ISKCON, for some reason or another, have not followed his principal orders and instructions, this defiance will also filter on down to the rank-and-file devotees, causing negative personal consequences to them as well, who are followers of the leadership of ISKCON. This treatise posits that the failure to follow the following two instructions or orders is the root cause. Hence, we can now describe what this treatise considers the two most important and consequential issues that affect both ISKCON as an institution and the rank-and-file devotees of why ISKCON is what it is, useless and ruined. These two instructions are 1. Not following his orders and instructions regarding the selecting of a spiritual master, known as the Guru issue. Moreover, and specifically, ISKCON has instituted an unauthorized and concocted guru selection system that is not sanctioned or supported by Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, Sastra, or the principle of Guru, Sastra, and Sadhu. 2. Not following the orders and instructions on how ISKCON should be managed, both while he was with us and after his departure, known as the management of ISKCON issue.